This tea is another first for us. Mr. T made the first test batch. This is his first tasty tea creation. I'd had a truly terrible day. The sort of day that is made of so much pain and angst and misery that there's not enough processing left for anything other than dealing with your own existence. I hate those days. Your brain sort of leaks out your eyes in automatic tears, and you can't formulate anything vaguely resembling decision-making or thought. I had managed to discern that I wanted tea, but that was as far as I'd gotten. Our mad array of teas becomes quite problematic when thinking is that difficult. So, Mr. T walked into the tea blending area and set to work. He wanted something relatively simple that involved things with both taste and nutritional elements that he knew I craved with regularity. He came up with a lovely combination. Tasty and soothing and comforting, and with the added aspect that it was made with love for me on an utterly crap day. These are the sorts of things that probably get filed as little that really are not at all. We made sure to scribble down what he'd used so that I could figure out appropriate ratios for a test batch next time I was cognizant enough to do so. The name was inspired by a tweet from one of the excellent people who help with such things on Twitter. She suggested Brew Love, which immediately brought to mind a scene from Princess Bride, and as that is a movie that we both love and quote with frequency, we decided to name it Love, Brew Love. This will be a lovely tea year-round, but I am particularly looking forward to brewing it as a sun tea and adding honey and ice during the upcoming summer months. Love, Brew Love contains lemongrass, rose hips, cinnamon, and orange peel. All organic, of course. A batch is 2.2 ounces, which will make approximately 30 to 35 servings of tea. You can get it loose as a sample in a bag or in a tin, or you can choose tea bags, single, a sample, or again in a bag.